cool. Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. We've got a slew of fun kids and adults across the way. Well, only one fun adult across the way. Yeah, you better take that.
Right.
But we have a slew of fun kids because we're going to talk about all kinds of things today regarding the Frontier Community College, the foundation of the college, the Frontier Community College Foundation. But mainly we're talking about the tiny house, aren't we?
The tiny house, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sarah Rush to the show. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm great.
It's good to see you again.
The sun is shining. It's a typical fall morning.
See, now this...
It's not 90.
I feel horrible. I feel terrible getting you in here and getting the kids in here today because... you look outside, that's in October, a day like this, is somebody ought to be out working in the on construction.
Well, actually, they're a little spoiled. They work, because it's a tiny house, they work indoors anyway.
They work indoors?
Yeah, they're building the tiny house inside the workforce development building.
All right. You and I have talked about this before, and I was skeptical.
Right.
And I haven't seen the thing yet. I'm really looking forward to this. It ought to be a lot of fun. Tell me what is going on. What is the FCC Foundation doing?
Okay. Well, we were approached by Dr. Edgren about a year and a half ago.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Rush is the Frontier Community College Foundation president.
That's correct. Right. Yeah. But we were approached by Dr. Edgren about some sort of house or building construction project to give the students in the construction technology program a dedicated project to work on.
And that's helpful mainly because the kids don't have building trades anymore.
That's right.
In high school.
That's right.
And you've finished or getting close to finish the big Bobcat den, right?
That's it is.
Wasn't that what the project was last year?
Yeah, they did some of that work last year, and not all of it.
Yeah.
But they did. They were very helpful with that.
Okay.
So, but yes, they were looking for a dedicated. But that project didn't encompass everything that the instructors felt that they needed to warrant their certificate at the end of the 2 year
not enough to it. I
exactly.
See.
So they started talking about, we were looking at the housing market around Fairfield,
right,
and we just felt like to either build a house from scratch or to buy a house was a huge investment that we didn't know if we could turn around and sell it in the time frame we needed to reinvest those monies back into another home for the students. So at the time, Gene Kolak was the head instructor for the construction technology program, and he came up with the idea of the tiny house.
The tiny house.
Which is all the rage.
You see it on television from all over the place, right?
I
must tell you, I had never heard of such a thing.
I really hadn't either.
Before
to be
you mentioned
with
it.
You. Yes.
And I've seen it on TV. These people are making some nice little houses.
Yes, they are. And these people are making
On television.
Right,
that's
right.
So we're talking about the kids here in your group.
That's right.
Are doing the same thing.
Yes. And so we went forward with it. We moved forward with it, and we've got currently there are 8 dual credit students from Fairfield Community High School that work on Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings out of the college with Mr. Brokaw, Steve Brokaw, at Albion, who is now the lead instructor. And then there are all day Tuesday and Wednesday at the college.
The college age kids work
in the construction technology program too, and they are literally, I think they're there 7 to 4 or 5.
Tell me about the certificate. I didn't realize
it's a 2-year certificate.
Uh-huh.
So in addition to, I mean, they learn various facets of construction, from planning to, again, electrical wiring, plumbing, that kind of thing. But then they're also, for a certificate program from the college, then they also have to take some of those general credits.
Like, oh, I see.
I've got a couple of them in business and administrative communication class right now. And so,
if you get the certificate, do you automatically, is that the associates as well?
Exactly.
Does that count? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who'd you bring in?
Well, right now, we've got Zach White And Haley Newman.
From these high school kids.
All
right, Haley, step up to the microphone there. Haley, now you've been here recently, right?
Yeah.
How did homecoming go, by the way? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. Your seniors, even though you didn't win, did you?
We won the battle.
You did win. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Won.
I was trying to remember. I'm sorry about that. Well, glad you had a good time. Now, so, all right, tell me a little bit, Haley. What made you get into construction like this?
Well, actually, there's a class in it at the high school. It's called Intro to Industry and Tech, and Savannah Barnhart and Shaylin Shreve took it, and I really liked it, so I took it. And then Mrs. Robson pulled me into her office, and she asked me if I would be interested in joining the class, and I said, yeah.
Yeah, so recently then, how just for this semester, your first semester in it, or I guess they didn't, or you weren't in it last year?
No. Well, I took the industry and tech class my sophomore year.
Okay.
So, but then she was just trying to get people who would like to be in it. So she was taking the people who were in a construction class. Like, we have a class there that we do. We build birdhouses and other stuff.
Shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about the, have you learned? Are you learning more than you thought you'd learn, or what did you think going into it? What were your thoughts?
I really didn't know. I didn't realize we were going to build a tiny house. I kind of thought it'd be a little bit of bookwork.
Oh, really?
A little bit more bookwork. There's mm-hmm. no bookwork at all.
It's no great. Kidding.
It's great. Yeah.
I don't know if Sarah wanted to hear that.
We do a little, but yeah. Not much. We do more in her class than we do in Brocross class.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, now that's good. And this is 4 hours a week for you? Is that what it is? Two hours twice a day? Or
yeah.
Twice a week? Does it cut into much of your regular school time? Or how many credit hours are you getting for it at school?
I don't know. But I get out of two periods, first and second hour.
You don't get out of two periods. You're taking advantage of two periods. This is a class.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And you're here during that time, right?
Yeah.
How about that? In the middle, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Zach White. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am all right. By the way, ladies, we're going to talk football here for a little. No, I'm not. Not yet. Not yet. We might talk football a little bit later on. I don't know. Zach, what do you think of what made you want to get into this kind of thing? Are you going to be in construction your entire life? Going to be a carpenter?
No. Well, my grandfather has his own home insurance business, and I thought, you know, maybe to get a feel of what the working man has to do with all this,
sure.
I got to get into it myself a little bit, kind of get the feel for it, know what they have to go through to see who I want to hire, you know?
Well, that's cool. Are you like me whenever you, the first time you went out there and grabbed a hammer and somebody told you to start building something, you basically would grab the hammer at the wrong end or something like that? Kind of, I'm kind of a doofus when it comes to building stuff.
I bent a few nails.
You bent a few nails. Yeah. It takes a few bent nails, though, to learn how to get them straight, right?
Yeah, I've definitely gotten a lot better.
So. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite part of the class? You like the plumbing part? You like the electrician part of it? Or what are you learning?
I really just like putting the house together itself, building it, you know, just actually like putting the walls up, hammering stuff.
All right, tell me about the house. I'm going to ask you about the house. I'm going to leave Sarah to... leave Sarah on the side. You could tell me since you're in there building it.
Yeah.
Have you put any graffiti on there yet?
Maybe just a little.
No. What? How big is the thing going to be?
I believe it is 32 by.
I don't know.
It's 32 long, and then I want to and 14 wide. I believe
14 wide. How tall do you make those things?
There is a height limit. I think it can't be over 13.
Because you don't want to run into.
It sits on a trailer.
Yeah.
So the height limit, I think, would be Department of Transportation,
sure.
Like moving it down the road, kind of a thing. So.
All right.
It
does
have a front porch.
I'll ask. Does it?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Sarah was. Sarah said that she hadn't heard of these things before. I hadn't heard of these things. Had either of you kids heard of tiny houses before you started building one?
I did. Yeah.
Are you interested in, like, building them after you've been doing this for a while?
I mean, yeah, they're kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, you kind of have to think of creative ways to store stuff since you're in a little tiny house. And it's kind of awesome how we're doing it because you could do, like, they have different things where you could do storage ladders, and they put like little boxes and shelves in the ladder, and you can pull them out and store stuff there. And
so then you could pull that stuff and then use that as the ladder.
Yeah.
That's a nice little shelf, isn't mm-hmm. it? Are you having fun? Have you learned anything? I asked Zach, are you going to go into this kind of construction thing after you get done with it, or is it just something to more round out your high school and college careers?
I'm really not sure. I'm still thinking about it. I don't know if I'm going to do it when I get out of high school. It was just something to do mainly.
All right, so you're graduating from high school in May.
Yeah.
What kind of coursework are you on? Are you going to be done with get your associates in May of 18? Is that what you're on target for?
I hope.
You hope. How about you, Zach? Same thing?
Oh, yeah. If I could get it done as quick as possible, you know?
See, now that's cool. Where are you going to go to school after that?
I'm hoping to go to U of I.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. How about that? How about you, Haley?
I have no clue.
No clue. See, now that's that. I don't blame you there. Senior in high school with no clue what they're going to. I'm like you, Zach. I knew where I was going to go, but I was lucky. I tested in, so I was cool.
I'm probably going to have to test in.
So. Oh, that's well, you will. All right, before I let you go, and I've got another couple of football players coming up here in a second. You ready for the big this is conference championship night. Are you fired up?
Oh, yeah. Biggest game of the
year. Is the team fired up?
Oh, yeah. We're really? Ready. We're definitely ready.
Now, I know that on Thursday night practices are just, helmets and shells? Is that all it is?
Yep.
Were anybody, like, shoving each other and, like, throwing each other into the fences and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. You're always going to have a rough practice. You got to mess around with your team a little bit.
Yeah. So aggression's up?
Yeah, definitely.
You're ready to pop some some Johnson City Indians, huh? Well, that's cool. Haley, Zach, thank you very much for coming on the show. We're going to take a short break. Sarah's going to stick around. We're going to bring some more kids in here. We're talking about the Frontier Community College, the tiny house that they're building out there. These will be for sale, won't they, Sarah?
Yes. Eventually. In the spring, we're looking at right now probably about April or May, and at this point we're considering auctioning it off, and we'll have a big to-do and open house and invite everybody out to campus to see it.
We'll get a lot more details on what the house is, what it looks like, and probably other details and more kids in here when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got his leg to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our.
Father
gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way are from Fairfield Community High School as well as Frontier Community College. I guess they are full-time students at the high school.
That's
Sarah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sarah, and along with Sarah Rush, who is here with the Frontier Community College as one of the teachers as well as the president of the Frontier Community College Foundation. We've been talking about tiny houses. And tell me, let's talk a little bit. Before we left, we were talking a little bit about how the foundation is going to market these next spring. What's the current line of thinking on that?
Well, we've talked about, because it does sit on a trailer, we've talked about perhaps finding a place in town or a couple of places to display it, just to build marketing,
build interest,
right? And then we will have an open house out on campus.
Yeah.
Folks can tour it, get in, look around, and then we will probably auction it off, maybe starting with, you know.
These are all tentative ideas right now, though, right?
That's right.
So we'll have more specific details as it gets closer.
That's right.
One other thing about these tiny houses. Do they stay on the trailer?
Yes. I mean, that's the idea of this one. I think there are those that are permanent, you know, on a permanent concrete slab or what have you, but the idea of this one was that it would be portable.
Okay.
So if, you know, someone wants to use it for, if they're a hunter and they can take it out with them hunting and not have to come home, you know, just put it near their deer stand or what have you.
How about that?
Or, you know, folks can use it kind of like a camper though too, and set it, but have, you know, pull it down the road behind their truck or what have you. Yeah.
Just leave it in the campground for 2 or 3 weeks and then move to another one,
right.
Something like that.
Right.
I've got some more kids here with you. Welcome to my far right, Mr. Jason Buchanan. How you doing, Jason?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. Thank you so much for coming out today. All right. So whenever this is your first year in is this your first year in the tiny house business?
Yep.
What do you think about building a tiny house?
I like it. It's hands-on. That's what I like, so...
What are you mainly doing? What's your specialty? Do you have a big job there that somebody forces you to do or asks you?
Swinging hammers is
about
it.
What's your favorite part of it?
Swinging hammers.
Haven't really worked on the interior yet, have you?
No, just laying walls, floor joists. We learned a little bit about wiring, put up some walls, like I said.
And you, in talking to you in between in the commercials, you don't intend to become a carpenter, do you?
No, probably stay on the family farm.
Stay on the farm. Well, that's cool. That's fine. You realize, and this is kind of a pretty good little boost to the knowledge of the family farmer, because you'll be building stuff on the farm itself all your life, won't you? Plan to?
Yeah. I'd say that's probably what led me into it, more like.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So what you're telling me then is you're not going to go, you're going to continue on to get your Frontier associates, right?
Probably not. I don't know yet.
You don't know? Well, you're going to be halfway there with the first year, though.
True.
Right? Close to it. But if you do go on to get it, I'm presuming then that it would be in one of the more technical fields like this as opposed to, say, fashion design.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
No thanks for that.
No thanks. What's your favorite part of working out there? Not, don't tell me getting out of class.
I'd say the atmosphere is pretty healthy, I think. I like Mr. Brokaw. He's just a guy, you know, you could sit down in a class in silence and learn something from him. So he's a pretty neat guy to be around.
Well, that's cool. Thanks very much. I'll ask you questions later. Charles Maxim is next to you. How you doing, Charles?
Doing pretty good today.
Now, you guys are both seniors in high school, right?
That is correct.
All right. Charles, what's your favorite part of building a tiny house?
Well, I like to swing hammers, and I also like doing the heavy lifting.
All right, now, you see, the tough part about this is you guys don't get to destroy anything.
Well, we've got to destroy a couple things that they built in the past years that were just taking up space, so he's let us tear that apart. Now
there you go. Now, do you learn anything from tearing stuff apart about that might help you in how to put something together the next time that maybe might be more difficult to tear apart?
Well, we could have learned it if the class before us knew how to build it in the first place.
A shot at the older kids. That's not cool, Charles.
It's the truth. There was nails all over the place and donkey tracks everywhere.
Donkey tracks? What are donkey tracks?
Where you hit the board and it's not even close to the nail.
I see. The hammer marks.
Yes.
Hammer marks on the board. Talking to Zach in the previous segment, he'd said that he learned how to actually hammer in this class. Did you know what you were doing coming in, or is this kind of all new to you?
Well, I knew a little bit. The reason why I joined the class was so I could learn how to build stuff, and I feel like Mr. Brokoff has actually taught me a lot since the beginning of the class, and I'm just looking forward to more what he has to teach us.
Now, do you plan to go into construction yourself after you get out, or what are your thoughts after you get through this class?
Well, I don't really plan on going into construction. I'm more looking forward to majoring in criminal justice and being a local police officer here in Fairfield. But I just really took this class so I could learn how to build stuff because I'm into American Ninja Warrior, so I've started building my own obstacles in my backyard, and I was really afraid to do at first.
No kidding.
Now I've got the confidence to do it because I've took this class.
What kind of obstacles are you building?
Well,
I mean,
so
are you building, like, tall ones to jump over, or how does American Ninja Warrior work? That's the thing where the guys jump off the if they're jumping off the pads, they fall into the water, right?
That is correct. So far, all I've built is one obstacle. It's the salmon ladder. It stands 13 foot up in the air, and the rungs are a foot apart. And you use a galvanized pipe or just a metal gas pipe and go from one rung to the next rung.
How you doing on that?
Well, so far I've completed it all the way to the top, and I've also completed it blindfolded. So.
No kidding.
Yes.
And how many do you plan to build?
I plan on building another one right across from it, so I have a double salmon ladder. That way, once I get to the top, I can swing over to the other side and work my way down. I think that would be pretty neat, and then I'm planning on building the whole course in my backyard.
I love it. I love it. Now, you see, I've seen that the American Ninja Warriors on television a little bit, and those guys are, like, in incredible shape.
Yes.
Now, is that why you're in cross-country, too?
Well, I'm only doing cross-country so I can keep in shape for wrestling season. Yeah. It's right around the corner, and I plan on going to state this year.
How far did you get last year?
I was just a couple of points away from making it. I
thought you were
right
close.
Before it.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. Have you been able to in building your American Ninja Warrior stuff at your house, as well as working on this stuff? Does that help you keep in shape a little bit better, or does it maybe give you balance?
Well, I've had a lot of balance because of wrestling, but the same ladder has really built up my upper body strength a lot more than it was before.
No kidding. Well, you're taller than your dad, aren't you?
Yes, I'm taller than my dad.
Who are your mom and dad? I'll have you both mention your families.
My mom is Christy Davenport, and my dad is Jeff Davenport.
Okay. I didn't realize you were that close to state last year. What was your record?
I went 24-7.
See, now I only pay attention to the heavyweights. That's the terrible thing, isn't it?
Well, it's not really a terrible thing. Brandon Thomas,
he's a really good wrestler.
But there's a lot of skill level that requires to be in the lower weights because everybody's about the same.
What weight are you wrestling?
Well, right now I'm a little bit over my weight class.
Well, yeah,
I'm trying
I know
to cut
you are.
Down
that's,
to 52.
That's because it's October. It's October. You trying to get down to 152?
Yes, I've already started my wrestling diet. It's not very healthy.
Well, Sean, that's the thing. Charles, that's the thing. The when you're trying to cut the weight for that, the problem is getting up there to start. You're already too high, right? How much weight do you have to lose to get to 52?
Well, right now I'm about 8 pounds. I was about 14 the other day. So.
You can drop 8 pounds within a month for sure.
Hopefully.
Donnie Lyons looking forward to you guys looking forward to a good year?
Oh yes, I pester him about it every single day, but he's like, it's still football season. But I'm like, Coach, you never know what's going to happen. So.
That's the thing. Cross country season ended about a week ago for you guys, week and a half, something like that.
No, regionals is actually tomorrow.
Okay, the regular season ended, didn't
yes.
it? Okay, that's what I was thinking. Well, good luck to you tomorrow at regional. I didn't get a chance, Jason, to mention who your mom and dad.
Frank and Susan Buchanan.
Frank and Susan Buchanan. And is Frank depending on you to learn all kinds of skills here from building this tiny house?
I guess it'd be a benefit to him.
Yeah, but are you going to try to
oh,
learn?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
To be all right. Just so long as you could help out. Well, that's wonderful. Fellas, I do appreciate you coming on the show this morning. I've got some more kids coming on here next on the Bruce Dickey Show. Also, Sarah Rush is going to stay here. We're talking the Frontier Community College Tiny House, and we'll be back on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM in just a moment. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way. Now, Sarah Rush has remained in here, and she is the she's the president of the Frontier Community College Foundation, and they are building tiny houses. You said you're building one this year, Sarah.
Right.
Are you thinking of more in the future, sounds like?
Yeah, the idea is to auction this one that we have and make a profit and reinvest it back into the program to do future homes. This is, for the foreseeable future, the project for the construction technology program.
Now, the construction technology program is only a couple of years old, right?
Correct.
Last year, probably, what, 6-7 kids, is that?
I believe so, yes.
This year you've got a lot more interest, don't you?
Yes, we have the 8 from Fairfield Community High School, and then I believe there are 10 total full-time Frontier students that are enrolled in the program, and only 2 of them are second-year students.
Wow.
So potentially, you know, if any of these individuals from the high school want to remain in the program and come back to campus in the fall, and the 8 of the 10 that are currently enrolled as first-year students come back to campus in the fall. I mean, we're looking at
a pretty nice chunk of kids.
Yeah, at least another 8, if not more. And then, of course, whatever they recruit this spring for fall of 2017. So.
Let's talk to the young lady next to you. She's been here out here before a couple of times. Good morning, young lady. What's your name?
I'm Darian Levine.
Who's your mom and dad?
My mom is Sherry Levine, and my dad, you may have heard of him. This is Tom Levine.
He's sitting right back there.
Yeah.
He's waving right now. He says hello. Darian, what are you doing at the tiny house? What's your job?
I am helping design the floor plan.
Design the floor plan. Along with the other girls here, too,
yes.
I guess, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now we'll go ahead and introduce the other two girls. Good morning, Shaylin Shreve. How you doing, Shaylin?
I'm doing good.
I appreciate you coming in here. Good morning, Savannah Barnhart. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. I asked her mom and dad. Shaylin, who are your mom and dad?
Who's
your family, I guess?
My parents are Rick and Robin Shreve.
Okay, and your parents, Savannah?
Rachel Barnhart and Jason Barnhart.
Okay, now, what? Are you girls, are the three of you equals into the design of the thing, or has one of you taken charge and really cracking the whip on the other two?
Well, we let Darian do more of the design because she's really good at drawing it.
Well, see, now that's good. Everyone has their best job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Savannah, you help give the ideas, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Are you more of an idea person? What when you started building a tiny house, did you, are you similar to Haley in the first segment in that Lori Robson talked her into going into this, or what made you want to join this class?
Well, I'm interested in majoring in architecture, so I thought this would be a good way to have a better understanding of the construction side of it,
uh-huh.
and also get some hands-on experience and learn how to use the tools and stuff that would help me in studio and school later.
Are you going to try go on to Frontier after this and then try to transfer into an architecture school?
I plan on going straight into a 4-year university.
Is it a 4-year gig? Or when I was in school, it was a 5-year gig.
Total to get like a master's would be about 6 years.
Uh-huh. Where do you hope to go?
Hopefully U of I.
Okay. See, now I went to Illinois. The architects had to go there for 5 years. They must have cut some stuff out or probably crammed more stuff in and shoved it down into only 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to be an architect?
Mike
Brady? From the Brady Bunch? Was that what it was?
They're too young.
She knows they who Mike know Brady them. Is. Come on. You know who Mike Brady is, right? The Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
All right. She doesn't know who Mike Brady is. What made you want to be an architect?
I was kind of inspired by I had 2 trips overseas to Europe.
Uh-huh.
And then this summer I went to an architecture camp at U of I.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it. So.
What's your favorite part building a, what's your favorite interest in architecture? The artistic side of it, or the building something that's going to last forever and ever, and
probably
or melding them together?
Probably the artistic side of it.
Really? Where in Europe were you that kind of took hold? Did you see the Notre Dame or something like that?
Yeah, this summer I went to Spain and France, and I.
Oh, you were on that trip?
Yeah.
That was a fun trip, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from all kinds of folks. So did Notre Dame leave a big impression, or the Sagrada?
The Sagrada Familia, I really loved. I actually just did a speech on that in technical writing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, now that's cool. I've been to Barcelona once in my life. Had a ball. We stayed like three doors down from. We stayed in a hotel or a little apartment hotel, three doors down from the Sagrada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were looking out our window at it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm glad you were inspired by it because I just thought, hey, that building's not done. That's what I saw looking at it. Shayla, all right, now what got you involved in this? Why did you want to get into this kind of thing?
Well, it sounded like a lot of fun, and I like hands-on activities, uh-huh. And building a house is definitely pretty hands-on.
Yeah, tell me, do you guys move a little closer to the microphone when you talk? Do you guys get to you pick up the hammer? The boys were saying that they're all that they're the grunts. They're the guys who are doing all the work. That's not entirely true. You're saying, Shaylin?
No, that's not entirely true.
What? Now, what do you exactly do?
Well, they may do more of the big stuff, but we've definitely helped with it.
You've learned how to pound nails and that kind of stuff, too?
Yes.
Well, you see, now that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. What's your favorite part of building the tiny house? The thought that went into the design project, of the design of the floor plan to help out Darian? Or are you helping more? You mentioned in the commercial you were going to build a couch, which seems to me... Just to make no sense at all, because you get a couch somewhere else, you can go to like four or five furniture stores within 30 miles.
Well, we're building a couch because the layout of the tiny house, a normal couch may not fit. It's going to have to go over a wheel well.
Okay.
And if we build it, we can also put storage in it.
Oh, I see. So if you're building it over, if it's going over the wheel well, you'd have to have a couch with a big old hole in the back of it, right?
Yes.
Ah, now it all makes sense. Okay, Darian. Or any of you, whoever wants to, walk up to this house. Well, by the way, which way does it face? Is it on the front of the trailer or the back of the trailer?
The front door is on the back of the trailer.
The front door of the tiny house is on the back of the trailer.
Yes.
All right. So does the trailer have a step off or steps that you can attach to it? Or how tall is the trailer?
I don't know how tall it is exactly, but there is. We have four steps, and I think once we're done with it, you'll be able to, they'll be on hinges and you'll be able to lift them up or put them down.
Oh, that's handy. Mm-hmm. Okay. You walk up onto a porch. What's the exterior? Are we siding? Is it wood? Is it wood siding? What are we talking about?
It is wood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I believe it's a cedar siding.
A cedar siding. Nice. Painted? Are we going to paint that? Are we going to stain that? What's the thought?
I think we're just going to stain it for now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys are in charge of the floor plan. It's not that much room to work with, is it?
No.
Did it surprise you how small it was, ladies, whenever you thought about building a tiny house? And then you actually, I guess Mr. Brokaw told you what you were going to build first. Did you know the size of it before you actually saw the trailer?
Yes, we did have, he did have some like virtual images of kind of what it was going to look like. It was the same dimensions, and so we were kind of working off of that.
When you saw the trailer, was it smaller or bigger than you thought? Because, I mean, I'm thinking about a camper. You know, somebody drives down the road with a camper or a mobile home, motorhome. This is about that size or maybe a little bit larger?
Yeah.
A little taller?
A little bit larger.
It is.
A little bit larger. Mm-hmm. Where do people sleep? All right, give me the floor plan, Darian.
Oh, okay, well, let's see.
Walk up the door.
Yes, up the door.
You have a back door.
We do. We have on the side and the back, there are 5-foot French doors.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you walk up into the front door, and on your right, there will be the couch inside there. And then on your left, there's probably going to be a TV and an ottoman. And then there's going to be a ladder up into the loft.
Do you guys include the TV, or is that going to be somebody put their own in?
I don't know. I think we're thinking about getting a TV and putting it in there, but there's definitely a place to
put it. Depends on the budget. But now, Savannah, does that depend on how much money you save building the couch?
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, so you walk in, you got the couch on your left.
Yes.
And the TV on your right.
Yes.
All right.
And then...
Walk past that. What have I got?
Still on your left, there's going to be a ladder up into the loft, which is where the bed is going to be.
Now, the boys were talking about this ladder having something to do with, like, shelving and storage there, too. Is that a different ladder?
In the original floor plan, we had intended to put storage underneath the ladder.
Right.
But we later decided that it would be more storage if we just made the ladder normal and put cabinets on the other end of the dining tables.
Ah, okay. Dining tables. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so this ladder is going to go upstairs. How many people will sleep here? How many people will this thing sleep?
Probably two max.
Two max. Yeah. No kidding. Can somebody else, can a third person sleep on the couch?
Probably, yeah. I mean, they probably couldn't be too tall, but...
How big is that couch going to be?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we're looking at like 5 to 6 feet.
Okay, well, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. All right, I get past the ladder and keep going into the house for me, please.
On your left, there will be 9 feet of kitchen counters, which is where your stove and your sink will be.
Sure.
And looking at, we're probably going to add some pull-out countertops.
Okay.
So you can expand that space if you need to. And then right parallel to that on your right is going to be some desks.
Okay.
And these desks are going to be a little special. This was Shaylin's idea. You're going to be able to pull them out. They're going to be hinged together on back legs. And you'll be able to pull them out, and they'll come together and form a dining table.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's an invention right there. Nice job, Shaylin. That's going to be pretty cool. How big's your dining table end up being then?
We don't know yet. We have to
enough
find the
room
desks.
Are you aiming for 4 people, 6 people, 10 people, 12? What?
Maybe four.
Maybe four. Okay. All right. Keep going back.
Okay. And then after your kitchen counter space is going to be a bathroom on your left.
Okay.
And it's going to come 3 feet
You said
out.
The 3 to 8 by 3
yes,
by 8.
Yes. And then 8 feet back. And that's going to have a 3 foot square shower and then your toilet and your sink.
That's a pretty big shower, by the way, for something that, for something this size.
And then on your right over there, that's going to be the 5 foot French doors. And then way in the back, there's going to be a washer and dryer.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to put a washer and dryer in this thing. I can't believe you got room for that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a stackable one.
Yeah.
So
stacks?
It won't take up as much room.
And there's small ones?
Yes.
Wow. How about the fridge? What size of fridge are you going to look?
You're
looking at a full size stainless steel.
Yeah, probably.
Monster with the TV on the front of it and that kind of thing.
Well, no.
No.
But yeah, that's going to be right before you reach the French doors, and there's going to be the fridge and then the cabinets.
That's pretty cool. Are you guys learning a lot? Are you having fun?
Yes.
Is this your favorite school or favorite class in school?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this the favorite part of that class in school coming on the Bruce Dickey Show?
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's wonderful. Let me see. Now that's cool. I didn't ask. She's going to be an architect. What are you taking from this, Shaylin? What are you going to be?
I actually have no idea.
You're going to try to go on to Frontier, though, continue to get your degree?
Probably.
That's cool. See, now this is a good little first step in that, isn't it? Well, you'd be able to do it, finish up in May of 18, I guess, right?
Maybe before.
Maybe before. All right. How about you, Darian? What are you going to do?
I'm thinking I want to go to Maryville University in St. Louis.
Now, is this all coming as a shock to Mom and Dad while Dad's sitting right behind us?
I mean, I don't think so. I want to major in interior design.
So, if you're wanting to major in interior design, this is kind of like a real-world experience for you, isn't it? What surprises have you found in the designing of it that you thought this might be easy? Did you think this might be more difficult than it has been, or what?
I went into it knowing that my first plan wasn't going to be what it ended up going to be, because
it was new
to
you.
Yeah, but I'd done floor plans before because I've taken an intro to interior design class out at the college as well, and so one of the things I learned from that is there's always going to be a change you have to make.
Yeah.
And so, one of the changes we had to make was we had to have a wall to put the breaker box on.
Sure.
So instead of the washer and dryer facing, the front door, we had to put a wall there and then turn them to face the bathroom.
That's a pain. Same question, Savannah. Did this change your – did this go as easy as you thought it'd go or more difficult than you thought it would? Being the architect.
I mean, kind of like the same Darian said, kind of learn how the changes are.
Prepared to be ready to change.
As we go.
Well, ladies, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Sarah, thank you so much for bringing the girls on the show.
When Dr. Brunsma approached me this summer about having the high school students for tech writing, I thought, Really? 8 o'clock, Monday morning.
Oh, you're having a ball.
But I am. They are phenomenal kids. Well, whatever they do, they are going to be successful. Well, they've been a blessing.
I appreciate you guys coming on the Bruce Dickey Show. That's all for today, folks. Have a great weekend.